From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting ambulances and government buses began evacuating wounded people and other civilians from the last rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday. The evacuation is part of a new three-day ceasefire. Evacuees will eventually make it to another rebel-held part of the province. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country is also prepared to accept evacuees from Aleppo. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is calling what he termed the liberation of Aleppo as a major historic moment. In Washington, though, Secretary of State John Kerry is blaming the Syrian government for the dire situation in Aleppo.
And the Assad regime is aiding and abetting. And the Assad regime is actually carrying out nothing short of a massacre. And we have witnessed indiscriminate slaughter, not accidents of war, not collateral damage, but frankly, purposeful, a cynical policy of terrorizing civilians.
John Kerry. Ukraine says it will pardon and release 15 prisoners captured in separatist areas of eastern Ukraine as a way to encourage prisoner exchanges with pro-Russian rebels. A key lawmaker says prisoners will receive a presidential pardon and be returned home before the two sides meet for talks in Belarus next week. Egypt's civil aviation ministry says traces of explosives have been found on the bodies of some of the victims of the Egypt Air crash last May. State prosecutors are expected to take over the investigation into the Egypt Air Flight 804 crash that killed 66 people. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out, and no group has claimed responsibility for the downing. This is VOA News.